Hello, my name is Brad Wilson. I am 42 years old, and today is June 7th, 2020. And I'm interviewing my son, Bennett Wilson, at our home. We live in Portland, Oregon, in Northeast Portland on Morris Street. Sort of an unprecedented time right now where we're in the middle of a pandemic. We've been off school for 3 months. Schooling from home, and there have been protests and racial tensions in the United States that we are all grieving about and dealing with. Hi, Bennett. Can you tell us your full name?
My full name is Bennett Allen Wilson.
What grade are you in, and who are your teacher?
I am in fourth grade, and my teacher was Miss Hunt.
And how much school do you have left?
3 days.
3 days. What is your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is a hippo.
A hippo. And what is your favorite color?
My favorite color is purple.
Purple. Nice. So, tell me about yourself.
My birthday is June 11th. My date of birth was June 11th, 2012, and I am 7 years old, and I am from Portland, Oregon. Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to tell us about yourself?
No, thank you.
So tell us about your family.
My family is two parents and three kids. I have one brother and I have a younger brother and an older sister. My brother's name is Andrew, and my sister's name is Charlotte. And my brother is 7, and my sister is 11. And my mom's name is Kristen. And I have a dog, and my dog's name is Jack. He's 13, and we're about to get a puppy, so.
Oh, puppy. Are you excited for the puppy?
Yeah. Really excited. Also, yesterday we got to see the puppy. And the official name for it is Blue.
Blue. Oh, what a nice name. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your family?
No, thank you.
What things do you enjoy most in life?
Oh, dear. Hanging out with my family. This time we have not done any other thing. We've just been having so much family time, just watching movies, playing games. Just, we've never had so many family times. We'll probably watch all the more movies right now than we ever have in our lifetime. We have been watching movies so many times.
What are some things that you don't really like to do?
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. I don't really like having to stop iPad very much.
It's hard, isn't it, once you get going, because you're right in the middle of something and then we tell you to stop.
Yeah. I don't really like eating that much because I'm not really. I've been having some trouble eating. Yeah. So
does it make it hard for you to enjoy it?
Yeah, I can enjoy it, but it's not as easy as everybody else.
Mm-hmm. What do you do? What do you do to help make that work for you?
If I don't like the food, I'm allowed to just like have other foods that I do like to actually make to let me eat.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I like so that I can actually eat.
Is there anything else that we can do or that anybody else can do to help you feel better in that situation?
Oh, that's a good question. Since you're the only guys that kind of really know about this, and you've given me a lot of help with it, I think we're good.
You think we're good?
Yeah.
Would it be helpful if other people knew about it so they could help you?
Yeah.
Who? Like who?
My teacher. all my teachers in school, and yeah, just some of my healthcare workers and stuff like that, like people who take care of me.
You would take care of you?
My family, so that they know.
Good. We'll try and do a better job of telling everyone that. Who are your best friends?
I got my brother and my sister, my whole family, my dog, and I got a lot of friends from school.
You don't have. You can just name some of them some people that you like hanging out with.
Owen.
Owen who?
Owen Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Sachs, which is one of our friends from. We have a basketball team. Isaac Neumstall, Gray, Garner, Diego.
These are a lot of people that are on the basketball team, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is there anybody that's not on the basketball team that you're friends with? You did mention Owen. Owen decided not to be on the basketball team.
I mentioned Owen already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What makes you happy?
So in this time we're doing about schoolwork, and it makes me happy to know that I have all my schoolwork done, so that I don't have to worry about not getting my things done. It's something that makes me really happy. And just kind of knowing that I can kind of do whatever I want now. Getting the chance to do things that I like iPad.
Yeah.
I like that. And just hanging out with the family, playing games, watching movies.
Good. What are things that made you happy before we were home for 3 months? Is it hard to think back that far?
No, not really. It made me happy to just, like, be out in life instead of just, like, being locked up home for, like, 5 months. And thinking back, it's also just you get to see your friends and just know that you have someone to play with, other than this time you have just your family, and you can't see anyone, and now you can just, like, take walks. Back then, you could just, like, take walks and have fun. And now, we're just, like, we just need to, like, stay inside.
What makes you sad?
When I get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
When I don't get to do something I want to do.
Is there something that you often don't get to do, or is it just whenever something comes up that you don't get want that you don't
kind
get to
of
do?
When I don't really get. So when I it's kind of one thing.
What is it?
Which is iPad.
Oh, it's iPad. You love the iPad, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What makes you laugh?
Jokes. Riddles.
Do you like jokes?
Yeah.
Do you have a joke that you'd like to tell us?
No.
No?
Not now.
What kind of jokes do you like? Do you like knock-knock jokes better or like story jokes?
I like riddles.
You like riddles? Yes. What makes you scared?
Oh, gosh. Darkness.
Darkness.
Heights. Being alone, and that's kind of all.
Do you ever experience being alone?
Yes.
Yes? You're with your brother a lot.
Yeah. I'm with him a lot.
So that must make you feel safe.
Yeah.
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 What do you like to do for fun?
Ride my bike, play sports, such as basketball and soccer, play 2v2s out in the street, me and my brother like to climb trees. Yeah. We just have so many things that we like to do. Those are a few. Those are the most recent ones we've done.
What things are you the best at?
Math.
You are good at math.
Yeah. Not really much in my family. I know that's one.
I don't mean the best compared to other people. I mean the best compared to you. The things that you're best at related to other things for you.
Sports.
Yeah.
Definitely sports. Oh, gosh. I'm the best at. Other things am I the best at?
What are the things that you're good at?
I'm good at basketball and softball. And I'm just good at art. I like doing art with my brother a lot. And I just, my dad's office is right there, and I sometimes come down here and walk. Otherwise, I walk upstairs with my mom. And I'm good at climbing trees, which is one of the things me and my brother do for fun. And yeah, next thing.
What has been difficult for you this year?
Quarantine right now.
What about that?
Just not being able to see your friends. And just all close family, like our grandparents. We only have the family that we live with.
Right.
Yeah. So, this difficult for this year?
Has there anything that's been difficult in school?
Yes. Organization, which we've now mastered.
We've mastered it?
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear. You've worked so hard.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Just organization is something that I've been having a lot of trouble with in school, but now me and my dad have worked that out.
And I think the next step is for you to be able to do that without me around.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that's been difficult for you?
Not really.
No? What do you enjoy most about school? And just think about school when you're actually there in person. Don't think...
Special. We have a lot... I enjoy almost every special.
What are the specials?
Alt, library, PE, other one.
You like all those?
Yeah.
What else do you like about school?
Math. Yeah, we've been doing addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division in math at school, so that's really good. I've been really liking that. Other than kindergarten, the math was shapes.
I've noticed that you're saying your R's really well.
Yeah.
You've been working on that?
Yeah, I've been having trouble with all's in school. So I have a speech teacher there.
Who's that?
Her name is Miss Chase. And yeah, we've been getting practice almost it's every Wednesday or Thursday. It's one of those.
How do you feel about that?
Good.
Good?
Because I just get pulled from class for about 3 minutes. We play a game and practice all sounds. And those, games. She has, games. And with that, we have, the all sounds in it. Like, one of the words, say one of the words was sharp. When I landed on it with one of the pieces, I would say that word three times. That was one of the games that we had once. So, yeah.
Good. What is something that you're working on doing better at in school?
organization.
Oh.
Which we must learn.
Organization. Is there anything else? Is there anything about how you work with other people? I don't know. I'm just wondering if there's anything that's not related to learning.
Good question.
You're pretty good with other people.
Yeah.
What is something you're working on doing better at home that's not related to school?
Better listening.
Better listening? What are some skills that you're doing to listen better?
Looking at people. Not talking when they're talking. And, yeah.
Can you tell me about a happy memory that you have?
Oh, yes. Kirk Forest.
Tell me about it.
It's probably your favorite trip we take every year. So, our grandparents live in a place called Kirk Forest, Pennsylvania. And for us, we take a plane ride there. And for them, it's like a two-hour drive. So we just, like, take a plane there. We have all our cousins and all our friends there. And we just, like, hang out for a week. And then after a while, after like, 4 days-ish, then we drive down to Kirk Forest for the last about 3 days. Then we just go home.
And so they live in Erie.
Yeah.
And then we go to Cook Forest.
Yeah.
What do you like to do in Cook Forest?
Play games.
Like what?
Cribbage. My grandpa taught me cribbage when he was at our house last. And at Cook Forest. Sadly, we're not going to get to go to Cook Forest this year because of all of this.
Oh.
We were supposed to go on July 4th. Holiday, but we just canceled it because you just kind of knew that it's quarantine is probably not going to be over by then, which is about a month from now. So
we're disappointed about that, aren't we?
Yeah, we all are, but it's what we have to do. It's the best that we can do. Staying safe is all that matters in times like this.
What are you proud of? Something that you've accomplished or something that you've done that you're proud of?
Organization.
We've talked about that one. Is there anything else that you're proud of? Anything that you've worked hard at and learned how to do?
Riding a bike. I practiced for like something like 2 years. My dad and me practiced for 2 years learning to ride bikes. So my dad taught me how to do that.
Was it hard for you to keep trying?
I kept trying.
That's just how you are?
Yeah. I just didn't want to give up because I knew someday bike riding could be really fun, and now it is. The first time I ever started riding like I am now was at a trip about 2 years after we started.
Where was it?
Was
it a camp? It was a camping trip.
Yeah.
I think we were at Cape Lookout.
Yeah, Cape Lookout. And we brought our dog Jack with us. And every night when we were sleeping, he would just like run out the tent. But luckily we had a thing tied to a post.
Right.
So he could just like sleep inside. But if you kind of on the slush hill, he would just pull it on it and then just like go outside. And there was this one time when Jack ran away and our dad had to wake up and catch him in the morning.
He did. He snuck out of the tent.
One night.
What is it about?
And we realized that and then he woke me up, and then I woke you up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ran and got him.
What are some of the things that you do, that you did to, or what was going through your mind learning how to ride a bike that kept you motivated to keep trying?
I knew one day that it would be really fun, and I could just know that one day it could be really fun and I could learn a skill and be proud of it so that I wouldn't have to worry.
Good for you.
When I mastered it, because I knew someday I would.
The other thing you mentioned was artwork. Tell me about artwork and And something that you're proud of there.
I'm really proud of the artwork that I've done. Because, you know, I really liked it in the past.
Artwork is something that was hard for you to do before.
Yeah.
It used to really frustrate you. What has changed?
Since that art class this year, I've improved a lot. Yeah, I've improved a lot since then.
You have. I think. Is there anything else that you you're really proud of?
My math.
Your math.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really good at math.
Yeah.
What do you want to do, or what do you want to be when you grow up? When you're an adult like mommy and daddy, what do you think you're going to be doing?
I have no idea.
Do you have any interest things that you might want to do?
Not really.
No?
Not now.
Not now?
I haven't stopped to really think about that yet.
What do you think the rest of your life is going to be like? Have you thought about anything about the future?
Really?
No. Little. No. You ever think? You ever thought about when you're an adult?
Yeah. Life is gonna be a lot harder than it is now.
Why is that?
Because we're gonna have kids, and we're gonna have to learn to be a lot more responsible for them, and just in case we might have kids, and we're gonna have to be like doing everything. So.
Yeah. Who's we?
Me, if I get married.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're very responsible now, just so you know.
Yeah.
And you, every day, you get more and more responsible. It's a long ways away, so you don't need to worry about it being there now.
It's like 15 years or something until I get married, so that's just a thing I don't have to worry about, which is good.
Tell me about what you know about when you were born and what was going on at that point.
I know my story.
Oh, tell us.
So one day we were at the Children's Museum when I was like two. Yeah, when I was two. This was like 6 years ago because I'm about to turn eight. I'm going to turn eight in 4 days, actually, the day after school ends. And it was just like this bright early Sunday morning, and we were at the Children's Museum. When I slipped on a box, hit my head on the corner, I think I still have the skull there that I got. And then hit the same thing on another corner of the box. And then the lady was like sleeping, so I just like woke up crying. And that's kind of all I can remember.
That was when you were two.
Yeah.
What have you learned about what was going on when you were born initially and in the hospital?
Oh, gosh. My brother had, like, all the fluid, and I had, like, none. And we had a really tough time coming out. So. Yeah. We had a really, really big story. So.
You overcame a lot, didn't you?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
To where we are now.
Yeah, and maybe that's why you are able to be such a fighter when things are difficult.
Yeah.
So tell me what you know about this virus and why we needed to be staying home for the last 3 months and longer.
It's really bad, and we have masks. We have masks that protect us just in case. Like, if someone coughs on us and we don't have the mask, we'll get it. We might get the sickness that they have. And we don't want it to be the chance of the coronavirus. They might have it. And they might not know that they have it.
They might not know.
That's the thing.
Right.
So we just want to wear the mask just in case that happens. And we do it almost everywhere. Steve. And this is also a good time to just kind of go out and explore nature. Because there's nothing you need to do. Because everything is just, like, canceled. So. And now everything's just, like, up and running now. everything is just starting back up again. So.
Just about.
Yeah.
Is there anything, so what is it that you've enjoyed most about this time home?
Definitely family time. We've just had so, so much family time. I mean, week after week after week, family time now stops until this stops.
It's been nice, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you miss during this time?
My friends, my family, and...
Your other family, the ones that aren't in the house.
Yeah. My grandparents, my cousins, my friends, my teachers. Everything I love.
Yeah.
That's away from me.
Yeah.
Right now.
Have you done anything to try and stay in touch with them?
Yes. So, we have a family chat that we had yesterday. We have, like, a family chat with all families, friends, and cousins. And we just talk about what's been going on and what we think is going to change and what's, like, going to happen next.
It's been nice to connect with the family, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So once everything's back to normal, what are some things that you'd like to do that we haven't gotten a chance to do?
Ever?
No, just like in the last 3 months. Like things that you would have wanted to do. What are you looking forward to doing?
Looking forward to seeing my friends, family, teachers, all that stuff.
Any activities or any places to go that you miss?
Like going on trips, and which we can't do right now. That's probably... my least favorite thing about quarantine right now is just we can't go on any trips like Cook Forest.
Right. So, especially places where we fly in an airplane.
Yeah, flying an airplane is great. Especially the places that we love that we go every year.
Right.
Right before quarantine, so we went to Hawaii.
Oh, we were very lucky, weren't we?
Yeah. Such a nice place.
How do you feel about the police shooting and the protests?
I feel good and not good at the same time, because bad and good things are going on at the same times.
Tell me more about that.
So, some people are doing bad things and some people are doing good things.
Right.
Like some people are marching and protesting peacefully and others are not.
Right. What do you think could come out of these peaceful protests?
Changes.
What kind of changes?
Everybody could be treated fairly, standing up for equal rights. So, or civil rights.
Right.
So.
What do you think we can do to help that?
Stay in our houses to prevent this virus spreading.
That is
making things worse.
That is true, but what if we about equal rights? What do you think if we heard somebody saying something bad about somebody else? What do you think we should do?
Go stick up for that person.
Yeah. Instead of just being quiet. Sometimes people think that just being quiet is good enough.
No. It's probably the worst you can do.
Why is that?
Because you're not doing anything to help. You're just standing there.
Yeah.
Doing nothing.
Why do you think some people treat other people differently?
By the color of the skin.
But why? Why would they do that?
I don't know why. It's just because, I mean, it's just like the color of your skin. Because with white people and black people, if, say, you were out for a run and you were black, they might think that you were stealing something. But if you were white, which you are, they would just think you were going out for a run.
Yeah, I wonder why people think that black people are going to do stuff that's bad.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just scared. They have unreasonable fears. Maybe it's just because they don't know.
White people.
And we need to teach each other.
Yeah.
Do you have any other thoughts about people treating people differently? Because it happens about other things, too. Even things other than the color of their skin, some people treat people differently.
No, not any.
What would you do if you heard somebody being mean? I think you already told me about this.
Go stick up for that person.
Yeah. Bennett, is there anything that you'd like to ask me?
Yeah. I got one. I got a few. What is your favorite color again?
My favorite color is blue.
Yeah.
It has been for a really long time.
Yeah. What do you feel? How do you feel during times like this? What's going on right now?
I feel very about being home. I feel very grateful. I have had gotten to experience you and our family altogether in a way that I've never gotten to experience before. And I've had a chance to become involved in your education and your learning in a way that I never had an opportunity before. I learned how efficient I could be working at home and still doing my job well and actually maybe doing it better.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I used to say was if I could have any superhero power, it would be to teleport, because I always felt like I was rushing around everywhere. And now when I want to see my family, all I need to do is either turn around or walk up the stairs. And so I always feel like I'm exactly where I need to be at every moment. And so I've actually really enjoyed it.
Wow.
Because of that. I will look back at this period very fondly.
Me too.
And about the racial tension, I am very sad. And I am also, the first time in my life, realizing that it's not okay to just be accepting and be a good person. It's time that we start speaking out and standing up for other people. It's really our responsibility to stand up for other people.
Yeah.
And not just be quiet. And I think I've spent too much of my life being passive and just thinking that being just a good person is enough. And I actually really need to support Black people and other people who are disadvantaged. We spent a lot of time in the last 5 years doing things to help women. And I have now learned how much I need to do. I've also learned that it's okay to be ignorant and vulnerable and to say things and be curious and try to learn someone else's perspective, even though it's uncomfortable, because not knowing makes you uncomfortable to have a conversation, but we really need to have those conversations.
Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions for me?
Not really.
Thanks for that question. That was a really good question.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you'd like to say to me, Bennett?
Thank you for interviewing me on this. Now I can't remember what I thought back to times like this.
You're welcome. Well, Bennett, it's been really nice to have this first interview of you, and I hope that we get a chance to do this again some other time.
Yeah. I was to learn more about me.
To learn more about you. Yeah, we can kind of track how
what has changed and what has not changed.
Right, from year to year.
Yeah.
And I wanted to let you know that I'm so proud of you and that you are such a special person. One of the things that we didn't get a chance to talk about, maybe it's because you don't realize what a nice person you are to other people. You are so kind and caring and thoughtful, and you're a good friend and a good person. You make people feel good about themselves because you say nice things to them and do nice things to them. I think that's one of your biggest strengths. And I'm also very proud of you at how hard you work at things. Not everything's been as easy for you as it has been for other people. And you work so hard. And I really admire you for the effort that you put in and the positive attitude that you have. I often tell people, and especially people in our family, that you are everyone's biggest fan. You cheer and support other people so much. And it's such a wonderful experience for me to be your father.
Yeah. And it's a wonderful experience for me to be your kid.
I love you, Bennett.
It's having the love of... kindness and just knowing that I'm not alone because I have all of you to thank for it.
Oh, thanks, Bennett.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.